人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到Bellevue 市政厅议员的候选人 Jared Newenhouse 光临我们的节目，欢迎 Jared。 So welcome Jared to our program.
Thank you, it's an honor to be here and a pleasure to speak with you this evening.
非常感谢，我很荣幸能够参加今晚的节目。
那 Jared 能不能给我们介绍一下自己，就是您现在在做什么样的工作，然后您为什么想要参选Bellevue 市政厅的议员。Jared, can you introduce yourself? What are you doing? What's your career? And why do you want to run for the city council member?
Sure. So, for my full-time job, I work at a company called Her Interactive in downtown Bellevue.
我的全职工作呢是在一家叫 Heart Interactive 的公司，这家公司在贝尔维优市的市中心。
We are a developer and publisher of family-friendly video games like Nancy Drew and The Hardy Boys, and I head up marketing department at the company.
我们是一家专门经营面向家庭的这么一个电子游戏的一个公司，那我负责呢主要是公司的销售业务，像这家公司以前出品过的游戏产品有比如说 Nancy Drew 类似这样的游戏产品。
My family and I, my wife and two-year-old daughter have lived in the Bellevue area for 15 plus years.
我的家庭呢有我还有我妻子还有我两岁的女儿，我们在贝尔维优市已经居住了将近有15年了。
And I've been very involved in my community and with community engagement and involvement in a number of different nonprofits and boards.
我一直在积极的参加当地社区的活动。我也是在一些不同的社区里边担任，比如说社区董事这样的职务。
To give you an example, being on the board of the Sophia Way.Which is a nonprofit that deals with women who are experiencing homelessness, and LifeWire, which deals with domestic violence.
举一个例子，我曾参加的其中一个社区项目呢，它是专门服务于服务于这边的女性的这么一个社区。然后另外还有一个社区呢，叫的 LifeWire 是主要服务于的也是类似关注这些社区群体的这么一个组织。
哇，他说的女性是就是无家可归的女子，然后还有一个是关注的是家庭暴力这些那个受害的群体啊。
I'm also involved the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce.
我是在贝尔维优的商会的议员。
Being their chair of their public affairs committee, and then also being on the Parks and Community Services Board for the city of Bellevue.
我在这个组织里边呢，从事作为公共事务的一个主管。同时呢，我也是在这边像这种公园设施的项目的一个主管。
他是那个。I just compliment his cancellation. Jared 呢也是Bellevue 市那个公园和社区服务的一个委员会的成员。
So if I continue with my background, then also on Lake Hills Neighborhood Association as well. So what I want to clearly convey is that I've been very involved in the community and being a part of an engaged citizen in the city of Bellevue. It just was the next logical step for me to run for Bellevue City Council after the urging of a lot of neighborhood leaders and other city council members.
那么就是我真的是在这个贝尔维尤的社区做了非常多的事情，自己也是全身心的投入到了社区服务之中。那么对于我来说呢，下一步去参选贝尔维尤市的这么一个议会，也是一个很自然的一个举动。
One of my biggest supporters and someone who has endorsed my campaign to run is Councilmember Conrad Lee.
一个当时一个很一直在支持我参与竞选的一个人呢是 Conrad Lee， 当时他也是 Bellevue 的市议员之一。
But I also have other city council members that have endorsed me, like Kevin Wallace, Jennifer Robertson, and Ernie Seamus as well.
还有其他不少支持我的贝尔维尤市的市议员，比如说
Kevin Wallace and Jennifer
Robertson and Ernie Seamus. Yes, correct.
Ernie Seamus. 所以就是接力的获得了贝尔维尤市政厅七名市政厅议员当中的四名的议员的支持。So you got four of the seven council members.
Correct. Correct.
Endorse you.
Yes. Yes. Four of the seven have endorsed me. So I feel very honored to have their endorsement, and it means a lot to me. And I think it legitimizes my race for sure.
对，我已经赢得了七名市议员中的四个人的一个支持，这对我来说呢，真是一件非常好的事情我觉得非常的受到鼓舞。
如果他们都选你当市长，你都可以成为市长了。So if they all vote you for the mayor, you can be the next mayor.
Well, maybe, who knows? That may happen one day, but right now I'm just focused on my city council race.
谁知道呢？也许有一天吧。不过现在呢，我更想把精力集中在市议员这个职务上。
我还是想继续问，就是。我们知道您的简历是非常的令人印象深刻，也在社区服务做了很多工作。那您能不能跟我们讲一下您为什么会想要参选啊？就是your experience is really impressive, especially in community service, and you served the city of Bellevue for a long time and for different positions. And again, I want to know why you want to run for the city council.
Yeah, good question. And when I get a lot. First and foremost, I think Bellevue is a special city.
这是个很好问题。首先呢，我要说，贝尔维尤对我来说是一个非常特别的一个城市。
And it's a city worth protecting, to both live, work, and play.
这是一个贝尔维尤呢是这么一个非常适合生活啊，适合休闲的这么一个城市。
But I've been the last couple of years been increasingly concerned about the lack of transparency and engagement to big decisions and big projects that the city of Bellevue has taken on of late.
但是呢，最近几年呢，我开始担心，就是说城市里边的公共项目的透明性的问题。
For an example, the siting of a low barrier men's shelter right here near our station here in Eastgate was of particular concern for me.
比如说呢在这个电台附近 Eastgate 这边的要建的一个收留所，对我来说我有点担心这个项目。
There was little to no citizen engagement on that issue about the siting of the shelter, and which is a real disappointment because for the community to really embrace the shelter, they should have engaged the community right from the beginning, and unfortunately, they did not.
大家对这个项目的关注度和了解呢，并不是很高。这个项目也没有把整个市民们没有听取市民的意见，没有让市民们更好的参与到这个项目中去，这也是我比较担心这件事的原因。
Is that the shelter for the homeless?
Pardon me?
Are you talking about the shelter for
yes,
the homeless?
Correct, correct, Dementia. And I do believe there is a need for a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that Eastgate is the right location for it. I've been advocating for what's called the OMFE site, which is going to be in the new Spring District. It's going to be where the Sound Transit operations and maintenance facility will be. That's where it was 2 years ago with very little neighborhood complaints. And it's the best place where we can mitigate any negative effects from that shelter being placed in that area.
那么对我来说，我不觉得把这个新的收容所建在Eastgate 这个位置是一个很好的决定。那么我所倡导的建议的是把这个收容所呢建到这个。
What's the location for the your proposed?
Oh, the location would be in the Bell Red area.
Bell Red.
把这个收容所建到 Bell Red 附近。这个地方呢，当时是，是那个贝尔轻轨的一个，一个中转站吧，类似。
Or what might be considered the new Spring District?
Or New Spring?
Yes.
那个地方叫 Spring District 的这么一个区域。
所以他就是说，如果把这个无家可归者的收容所放在 New Spring 或者 Bell Red 的那些地方的话，引起的争议就会更小一些啊。
So I really want to be the voice of the neighborhoods, the voice of the community on the Bellevue City Council, and I would want to bring a new level of transparency.
我非常的想为 Bellevue 的市民们发声，我也很想。把整个项目的这个透明性往上更推一层。
I'm also increasingly concerned about the possibility of a heroin injection site in Bellevue. This is another reason why I'm running, because I don't believe that Bellevue is the right place for such a site.
那个就是杰瑞的呢，也在非常。关心另一个话题，就是贝尔维尤有可能会成为一个海洛因注射的一个中心，但是呢，杰瑞德他非常反对这个提议，因为他不认为贝尔维尤是一个合适的就是注射海洛因的一个地方。Continue.
Great. So these issues have really prompted me to.Throw my hat in the ring and run for Bellevue City Council position 4.
就是这些事情呢让我觉得非常的有义务去竞选这个 Bellevue 市的市议员。
加略的您能不能给我们介绍一下，就是Bellevue 市政厅这个议员的职位，就是他是不是一个全职的工作，然后您如果担任这个议员的话，您会花多少时间，然后对您个人来说付出的跟收获的这个有没有权衡过。 So Jerry, can you briefly introduce to our audience what's the position for a city council memberWhat's the daily job, whether it's a full-time job or part-time job, and how much time you will spend, and did you ever wait whether it's worth to focus or spend so much time for this position?
Yeah, it's a big commitment for sure, but one that I'm up for the task and one that I want to take on.
对我来说确实是一个很大的一个投入，但是一旦呢我接手了这么一件一个事物，我更想全心意的去把它做好。
As I explained earlier, I do have a full-time job. However, this is really a part-time job.The majority of the city council does have a full-time job in addition to being on the Bellevue City Council.
就像我之前所说的，这里面确实有不少全职的职位，但是对于我来说呢，我只是做一个兼职的一个项目。那整个市政府里边也有不少兼职的职位。
Having said that, it's probably an additional 20, 25 hours of additional work every week on top of the work that I do at my full-time job.
大概就是在我的全职工作之外呢，每周我要花20到25个小时来做市政相关的事务。
So certainly need to be committed and certainly want to do this. The city council does not make a lot of money. It makes a little bit, but I actually believe it's below minimum wage.
所以对我来说呢，首先就是要就全身心的去做这件事儿，而且自己要热爱这件事儿。因为市政府的预算并没有很高，那么这个市政府这边的工资呢，其实也是工资水平也是相对比较低的。
But for me, it's worth the sacrifice because I want to ensure that Bellevue is that same special place that I think it is now for my daughter in future years and for future generations.
但是对我来说呢，我很愿意去做这么一个牺牲。我希望呢，在未来，Bellevue是依旧能像现在似的，这么的适合生存。那么，也是为了以后我的女儿能在一个更好的环境中成长。
所以，您选择，您决定要参选是，您热爱这个行业吗？是 ，so you decide to run for the position just because you have passion in politics or public service?
Well, it's a passion it's a lot of the above. I mean, it's a passion for politics, it's a passion for the issue, but it's, at the bottom line, it's passion for Bellevue. It's my home, and like I said, it's worth protecting.
那么对我来说呢，我既有这种有关从政的热情，也有真正想去做这个项目的热情，但是最重要的也是，还是说我对贝尔维优市的这一股热情，让我决定去做这么一件事。
其实我还想知道，就是，贝尔维优这个市政厅的这个党派的这个组成啊，就是，据我所知，您是无党派的，然后，您怎么能够？就是您的参加怎么能够影响整个这个党派的格局？就是 I have a question because most member of city council is a partisan and instead of bipartisan and as an independent candidate, how can you change the landscape of the city council members and perhaps after you get elected there are three Republicans, three Democrats and one independent, and how can you change others' minds?
No, that's a great question, and that would be a challenge for me for sure, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't think there are conservative or liberal solutions to things like congestion, transportation issues, homelessness issues.
确实是一个好问题了。但是对我来说呢，我不觉得这个保守也好，或者是自由派也好，会对当前的这些社会问题有太多别的影响，比如说现在比如说交通问题啊，比如说道路拥堵问题啊，像这些无论你是自由派还是保守派呢，都会在这个领域都会有所作为。
So I don't bring an ideology to these challenges that Bellevue is facing right now, and I'll work, I don't care if the solution is conservative or liberal, I just want to find the best solution for Bellevue.
那么对我来说呢，我并不会太去关注说决策者是自由派啊或者是保守派，只要最终的决策还有这个项目能为大家服务，那么就是可以的。
So that's working in a very collaborative way with all my fellow city council members to find the best possible solution for Bellevue.
所以我和我的同事们呢，更多是一种合作的关系，我们共同的去解决 贝尔维尤市的这些现实问题。
好，那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。And then we will have commercial break.
Great. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle,、
okay?
and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
您是否收到了$100的西雅图市民主代金券 Democracy Vouchers？ 如果没有收到，您现在就可以用中文申请或与我们联络补发，请致电206-727-8855了解更多资讯，我们提供语言协助。
老上海，新天地。为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅，这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了轻轻地问一声，你也在这里，让我们相约新天地。电话425-453-2828，425-453-2828。
您是否正考虑雇佣承包商翻修你的家？雇佣有登记信息的承包商保护您的权益。华盛顿劳工与工伤保险服务部在批准登记前，会先确认承包商具备责任保险之类的必要条件。如此一来，项目出问题时，你就能得到保障。如需了解承包商是否完成登记，请拨打206-515-2797 206-515-2797，请求接线和你语言共通的人员。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾呢是贝尔维尤市市政厅议员的参选人 Jared Neuwenhaus。
Very good。
我在一开始的时候，我问那个 Jared 的这个Neuwenhaus 这个 family name 啊，就是是哪里来的？然后这个 Jared 能不能给我们介绍一下？就是Jared， can you let our audience know where is your family name originate？
嗯、
And so that's about your family. So were you born in United States？
Yeah. So my last name Neuwenhaus is Dutch.And my parents immigrated from the Netherlands or Holland in the late 60s to Canada.
我的姓呢是德语，我的家里呢是从荷兰过来的。
After immigrating to Canada, to Vancouver, British Columbia, we eventually made our way down to the Seattle area.
我们之前先是移民到加拿大，后来呢，逐渐又到了西雅图。
Growing up in the Redmond area，
我小时候在 Redmond 长大
，and eventually going to Redmond High School， and then going off to college in the Midwest after that at the University of Wisconsin。
我在Redmond 呢上过高中，之后呢在学校读书，后来又到斯康辛去读书。
And then playing professional football, soccer, for a couple of years in Holland before coming back to the U.S. for a graduate school at Brown University in Rhode Island.
后来我到荷兰呢去参加了一个职业的球队去踢足球，直到后来呢。
Is it soccer or football?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah, or football everywhere else, but here we call it soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
后来呢我又到了布朗大学。
So were you a professional soccer player?
I was. I played for Telstar, a small club in the north of Holland.
啊，我曾经是一个职业的球员啊，在荷兰的一支啊叫 North Star 的球队。
I wasn't good enough to make millions, but certainly it was a fun experience.
啊，我这个有可能是赚到了这个百万美元，但是实际上是一个很有趣的这么一个经历。
And then after graduate school, moved back to the Seattle area, where my parents resided, and have been here pretty much ever since.
啊，我在研究生毕业之后呢，我就回到了西雅图。啊，这也是我家里人啊生活的地方。那么自此以后呢，我就在西雅图生活。
那您在那个研究生院学的是什么 ？So, what did you study in Brown University in the graduate school?
Political science and in media relations.
我在布朗大学学习政治和媒体关系。
So you can use both. So after you graduate.
Exactly.
So your company used the media and...
That's exactly right.
And now you use the political...
Exactly. So it's worked out pretty well so far.
对，我毕业之后呢，在这家公司呢，我所学的专业都用到了。
嗯，真是太棒了。那您一开始说你跟您的太太在贝尔维尤生活了15年，但是小孩呢只有2岁。那您能介绍一下您是怎么认识您太太的吗？就是you mentioned that you and your family, your wife and your child, have been living in Bellevue for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you meet your wife?
We were actually introduced by she wasn't my friend at the time, but she was my wife's friend, and we... her name's Jen, and she was looking for some career advice, so I met her for lunch.
啊，她其实是通过一个朋友啊来介绍的啊。有一次呢，那个朋友说要找一些职业建议啊，所以我们就一起约了见面。
At the end of the lunch, she noticed that I did not have a ring on my finger, and she asked if I was single.
啊，晚餐之后呢，她发现呢我手上并没有戴戒指。于是他就问我是不是单身。
And I wasn't sure at the time if she was asking for herself or asking for a friend.
当时呢我还不确定他是为自己而问的呢还是说为他朋友问的。
But I was relieved because I saw that she was married, but she was actually wanted to set me up with a friend.
啊，后来我才放心对方呢已经结婚了，不过呢他是想要帮我去介绍。
About a month later, I met my wife, Lori, when we met for coffee, and then we met for dinner, and pretty much we've been inseparable ever since.
后来大概一个月之后呢，我又见到了我未来的太太 Lori， 我们一起去咖啡厅，一起去吃饭，再后来就自然而然了。
So it's quite romantic.
I like to think so. I think my wife thinks so as well.
啊，我觉得是这是件非常浪漫的事，我妻子也是这么认为的。
And we were married a year later.
一年之后我们就结婚了。
Good story.
Thank you.
那您现在做的这个工作就是一个游戏公司啊，就是然后您是在市场部门当主管。能不能跟我们介绍一下，就是您的工作跟您现在要竞选的这个，就是市政厅议员职位之间有没有什么关系？就是 ，We know you are the head of marketing in your company, and we want to know is there any relation between your daytime job and the position you are seeking in the city council.
Yes, there is. And that's really someone who understands technology mm-hmm. and the tech sector, which is not something that currently the Bellevue City Council has currently.
当然是有联系的。那么我是科技从业者。这一点呢因为在贝尔维尤市议员就并没有其他人有科技方面的背景，所以对我来说也是一个优势所在。
I would love to lead an effort to attract even more tech companies, not only from Seattle, but other parts of the country or even other parts of the world.
我也非常积极的想去把更多的科技的公司还有科技的岗位吸引到北威优这个地区。
我还想知道您踢足球的经历对您以后的职业生涯有没有影响？就是 I also want to know your experience as a professional soccer player and whether it impact your future career.
I don't know if it impacted my future career per se.
The career thereafter, your professional player.
Does it affect my career going forward?
Well,
I mean, I think team sports in general is very healthy, and you can learn a lot from team sports.
体育精神呢，对，是非常重要的。通过通过这个职业球员的经历呢，我是很深得这种体育精神。
Being on a team, understanding collaboration, working with others, others that may have different points of views or different strengths or weaknesses, from that perspective, I think that will be helpful as I run for Bellevue City Council and when I'm on the Bellevue City Council.
比如说像团队合作呀，然后比如说尊重团队之间不同人的不同的想法呀，类似这样的事情类似这些我在作为职业球员学到的事情，对我现在在竞选议员有很大帮助的。
And the same passion that I have for soccer, I have now for Bellevue and the issues that are affecting Bellevue and finding solutions to those challenges.
正如当时我对足球的热情一样，现在呢，我的热情放在整个贝尔维尤这个城市上，以及这个城市所面临的问题上。
So I'll work just as hard for Bellevue as I did on trying to score goals for Telstar.
正如我当时在 Telstar 作为职业球员一样，我现在呢也会为贝尔维尤这个城市而努力工作的。
Really nice.
Thank you.
我们知道贝尔维尤没有一支职业的球队，不像西雅图那样，比如说有海鹰队啊，还有那个水手队啊等等。那么有没有可能以后贝尔维尤这城市也有专业的这个球队？Do we know there's no professional sports team in Bellevue? Unlike in Seattle, there's Seattle Seahawks, the Mariners.
Yeah.
Even previously, Seattle Supersonics.
Right.
But is it possible to have any professional sports team in Bellevue in the future?
I think it's possible, but probably not probable. But who knows? It would take quite a few
generations.
Yeah, definitely that. But I think a number of different things that we need to collide together to make the perfect tsunami, if you will, to make it happen.
我觉得也是有可能的。不过呢，也不好说。比如说很可能也是要需要很长时间之后也许贝尔维尤会有这么一支自己的球队吧。
First issue being, of course, there's no arena of any sort in Bellevue or stadium, which is always a big issue.
还有比如说贝尔维尤城市里并没有足够大的运动场，这也是一个因素之一。
But as Bellevue continues to grow and grow very rapidly, I think just finding a place for such a facility would be a little bit challenging at this point, but certainly would be open to the prospect of a professional team in Bellevue, and certainly if the citizens of Bellevue were just as interested.
现在城市发展的这么快，估计找到这么一个体育场地也许会很难。不过呢，如果城市居民真的很希望有这么一个自己的球队的话，我觉得也是有可能的。
其实照我的一个固有的一个想法，就是一般踢球的或者运动员啊，就是很难有很高的学历啊，然后能够做很就是 需要很多智慧密集的这个工作啊，但是我觉得您是双方都能够做啊，就是to my opinion perhaps not right, especially in China, if there's a professional professional athlete, most of them do not have very high education, and they cannot do very complicated, such as a computer industry, or do some work like that. And if it's a professional player, he will be in the sports or physical area in his whole life. But you can do both. You can be a professional athlete, and you can do graduate school, top university, and
right to
working on the computer engineering industry.
Yeah, it was always amazing, always important for my parents, as much as they want to support me in my passion for soccer. They always wanted me to have a very solid education to fall back on.
我想我的父母对我影响很深，他们虽然很支持我作为职业运动员的这么一个选择，同时他们也不想让我放下受高等教育的机会。
And the life of a professional athlete is very short, most being usually coming to an end by 30.
那么职业运动员的职业生涯通常都很短的，对于很多时候来说，可能在30岁左右呢就会结束这种运动员的生涯。
And mine even shorter than that, just because I knew as good of a soccer player that I was, I was never going to get to a point where I could make enough money to be rich my entire life, or I wouldn't have to work again. So that's why I decided to come back and go to grad school.
对于我来说呢，可能我的这个职业运动员生涯会更短，因为我自己也知道很难通过这件事儿呢去获得足够的收入来保障我的以后的生活，所以我尽早的就选择退出。
So I'm very grateful to my parents for instilling me the importance of education, and certainly something that I'll do with my own daughter, that as many of the benefits there are to athletics, that education is just as important.
所以我非常的感谢我的父母当时坚持说要我也去接受高等教育。那么对于我来说呢，我也会这样去对待我的女儿，我希望她能够接受高等教育。
And also growing up, I saw the impact of athletes that did not take education seriously. And that scared me, and I did not want to turn out the way I saw other ex-athletes turn out.
那么据我观察呢，有不少的职业运动员呢，并没有很重视教育。我不希望我会成为那样的人。
好，那我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。So let's have another commercial break.
松鼠桂鱼从苏州游到了西雅图，苏州的白斩鸡也飞到了西雅图。坐落在 Bellevue 140街的苏州大鸿运餐馆是西雅图地区第一家正宗苏帮菜餐馆，由从厨苏州德月楼的赵师傅亲自掌厨。吃正宗苏州菜，请到苏州大鸿运餐馆，电话425-641-6011。
走在大鸿运餐馆，刚溜菜，米大汗的发得了。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么，我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物， 因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方，帮助您的邻居。灾难过后，以身边的人齐心合力，团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播五周年。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是贝尔维尤市政厅议员的参选人 Jared Newenhouse。 那Jared 的经历非常的传奇啊、他出生在加拿大，但是父母都是荷兰人。他在Redmond 的读的高中，后来又去温斯康星大学读了大学，大学毕业之后又去荷兰踢了几年足球，然后又回到美国著名的布朗大学读了研究生，学的是政治，然后也学了媒体。毕业之后呢，在西雅图地区的一家游戏公司，现在是做的是市场的主管。So I just briefly recap your career again, and it's really interesting, your experience.
Thank you.
And you just mentioned that your parents have big impacts on you.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us more about your parents?
No, sure. Like I said, they're both born and raised in the Netherlands,
mm-hmm.
the small town called Cromony. They wanted a better life for themselves as well as for their future kids, and that's why they decided to immigrate first to Canada and then to the U.S. Very hardworking, and also instilled the importance of community and giving back to that community.
我的父母呢，是在荷兰的一个小镇生活。当然他们想去寻找更好的机会，也是为了这个子女今后的发展，于是他们就决定先去加拿大，后来呢又移民到了西雅图。
I've always remained very close to my parents. They've always been a great source of inspiration and strength. And have taught me the values of community service and education, and I owe them very much.
我的父母呢和我关系非常的亲密，他们总会给我带来很好的一个精神支持，也会鼓励我，同时呢，包括这种社区服务意识对我的影响也非常的深。
My only regret is that my mother had encouraged me to run for public office on numerous occasions.
我的一件遗憾的事呢，就是我母亲曾经鼓励我去
Jared 的母亲就是多次鼓励他参选，就是官员啊。
But unfortunately, about 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with cancer, and she passed away about 3 years ago.
但是很不幸的是，四年前我母亲被诊断为癌症，三年前就去世了。
So my only regret is that I should have done this earlier, and so she could have seen me run for public office and be on the Bellevue City Council.
所以这件事让我感到遗憾，我应该在她在世的时候呢就去竞选公共事务，这样他也可以看到。
非常感人啊 ，very moving story, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you.
我们也知道是 就是您和我们就是贝尔维尤另一位市政厅的议员，就是李瑞林先生也认识啊，然后能不能介绍一下您是怎么认识他的，然后你跟他有没有什么有趣的经历？ We know you you were introduced by council member Conrad Lee、
mm-hmm.
to us, and apparently you know him well, and do you have any interesting experience with him to share with us?
Yeah, well, the first time that Conrad and I had a chance to get to know each other and have some one-on-one time, we decided to have lunch at one of his favorite restaurants.
我头一次和李瑞林见面的时候呢，他决定说去一家李瑞林非常喜欢的一家餐馆。
And we really hit it off and shared a lot of similar values and similar viewpoints. And then he was particularly impressed that I ate the chicken feet with him for lunch.
我们当时做了很多交流，谈了很多，交换了很多意见。但是最让他觉得奇怪的呢是，我自己也是把鸡爪都吃掉了，觉得非常的惊奇。
So I came away from that lunch not sure if he really liked me as a person or he was just really impressed that I ate chicken feet that day.
所以那天餐后我回去，我在想，不知道李瑞林会觉得这个人是很有趣呢，还是说因为我头一次见面就把鸡爪都吃了，觉得很有趣。
But thankfully, it was for both reasons, and we remain close friends today. And he's endorsed me for my campaign.
那可能这个也是因为两个原因都有。我们从此呢就成为了好朋友，也非常感谢他现在能支持我参加议员的竞选。
那您认识李瑞林市长之前就吃过鸡爪吗？ So did you have ever eaten chicken feet before you know?Before you knew Conrad Lee?
One time before.
Just?
Yep. And I liked it, so it was not an issue for me. I'm sure other people before who have eaten lunch with him, that was an issue, but it wasn't for me. I dove right in, and it was good eating.
对我来说这些根本不成问题。
我们还是回到更加严肃的话题，就是如果您当选贝尔维尤的市政厅的议员，那您有没有什么计划？ So we have to return on the more serious questions. So, if you are elected as the city council member of Bellevue, what's your plan?
Well, the way I see it, there are a few real pressing issues for the city of Bellevue right now.
有这么几件要紧的事情。
On top of that list will be the issue of homelessness and dealing with that issue and the siting of shelters specifically for the men's shelter.
首当其冲的就是流浪者的问题。我们正在讨论的就是在哪儿去建这么一个收容所，尤其是男性流浪者的收容所。
But also what is going to be our long-term plan for addressing that issue.The shelter is one part of that overall issue of dealing with that issue, but we need a long-term plan.
我们对于这件事呢，我们也是需要一个长远的计划。那么建这么一个收容所呢，只是首先的事情，后边还有更多的事情要做。
Connected to that issue is affordable housing. We need to create more affordable housing in the Bellevue area so that if people want to live, if they already work in Bellevue but want to live in Bellevue, that they have some affordable housing options.
重要的一点就是就是可承担房屋的问题。那么希望就是在贝尔维尤市工作的市民可以承担得起这边的住房。
So that could mean addressing our support behind ARCH.Which is a regional housing solution. It could be looking at the multi-family tax exemption to increase the number of units available for affordable housing?
有不同的这么几种方案，比如说，可以这个兴建更多的这种multifamily 式的住宅，然后通过这些方式能够更好的提供这些可负担的房屋。
Transportation is another big issue in our multi-module approach. We've made tremendous gains in passing the transportation levy recently, and also having a TIFIA loan that we can use towards roads and congestion.
另一个问题就是运输，我们也是做了不少与此相关的事情，比如说
Can you repeat?
Sure. Something called the TIFIA loan.
Yeah, what's that?
You got that part? Or you missed that? Okay. But there's, we also need to increase the number of bus routes and buses. We also need to address the issue of some of the park and rides that have been closed due to the construction of the light rail coming through Bellevue.
比如说呢，公共交通的问题，比如说呢，还有一些就是，
就是要增加一些公共公交车的路线，然后呢有一些就是停车的一些权利还有一个轻轨轻轨这个交通的一些问题。
But what gets me really excited is the transportation technology that we can look at now, especially with ACES, which is autonomous connected electric shared vehicles.I think that will have a great impact on transportation and congestion relief in the Bellevue area. In fact, Governor Inslee just signed an executive order to start those types of tests and operations in Bellevue.
让我更加激动的呢是科学技术在交通领域的应用比如说就是一种类似自动驾驶式的技术。那么这项技术呢很有可能能帮助缓解不尔优势的城市交通状况。那事实上呢前不久就有一项政策鼓励城市应用这种自动驾驶这种更新的科技。
好，我们节目时间马上就到尾声了Sorry, our program is approaching the end, and thank you very much for coming to our program.
Thank you.
And last,But not least, can you say something to our Chinese listeners and voters? So, 在节目的最后呢，我们也感谢嘉律的光临我们的节目。您能不能跟我们的听众朋友我们西雅图中文电台的广大的听众朋友还有选民说一两句话？
Yeah, again, it's been an honor and a pleasure to be on the show tonight, and thank you for letting me talk to your listeners. I would just end with I'm in a primary, so all those listeners that do vote, look for your ballot about mid-July, and I hope you'll consider voting for Jared Neuenhaus for position 4, and I hope I can count on their vote. And if they would like more information about me, they can always go to my website, which is jaredforbellevue.com, or they can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. I'm easily reachable that way as well.
非常荣幸能够参加今晚的节目。那么同时呢，我要提醒大家在这个月底的时候呢，进行选民投票的时候呢，也请大家为我投一票，是在四号的那个位置上。同时呢，大家也可以通过我的 Twitter 还有 Facebook 可以来更好的关注我。
好，那这个初选呢是八月一号 ，It's August 1st, right?
August 1st is the primary, correct?、
Okay.
But the ballot should hit mailboxes about mid-July.
Okay,
在七月中前大概就
能收到选票，能够收到选票。投票日是八月一日，所以那个各位听众朋友，如果您支持那个 Jerry 的呢，就也可以。访问他的网站 jerryforbellevue.com 了解更多的信息，可以到我们中文电台网站继续回听这次的专访。谢谢 Jerry。
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
老公，咱该换车险了。我们同事家选了奥家保险，服务态度好，安全有保障，听说还特别划算，一年能省343块呢。
奥家保险代理，车险防险为您一家保驾护航，详情请咨询2068184133，2068184133。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是2062861688，2062861688。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。